This is KUTX 98.9 Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. Very excited to have tonight's guests because it's one of those circumstances in which I say, why, oh why, didn't I know about this band before? They are fantastic. And they've got a new album out called Killin' Machine with a release party coming up on Friday. Please welcome to Studio 1A, Sharks in the Deep End. Sharks in the Deep End in Studio 1A, Shadows in the Sunset. That's on their latest album, Killin' Machine, and they have an album release show coming up this Friday night at the Sidewinder, along with Ruby Jane and the Reckless and Flavor Aid. Going to be a great show. Doors open at 8 p.m. Again, Friday, you got to make it out there. Sharks in the Deep End features Tucker Jameson doing lead vocals and guitar, Sam Thompson on lead guitar, Clay Lillard doing some guitar work in there, but also a lot of the percussion. Mason Henkammer on bass. We have Matt Sharon on drums. Hey, Matt. Have to say hey to the drummer. And Chris Conti doing the keys. Guys, welcome to Studio 1A. That sounds awesome.
Thanks for having us.
I'm having a lot of fun with this. And Tucker, I certainly don't mean to start getting all introspective too soon. Way too soon. But just kind of reading a little bit about your band and kind of putting some own thoughts in my head about Sharks in the Deep End. The message I was getting is confronting your fears, confronting obstacles.
Yeah.
And a lot of people really are not there yet.
It's true, you know.
No, it's just, I would say not only is that a personal thing, is it also a musical thing for you? I mean,
Definitely. You know, it's especially with relationships, but also when you're venturing out with a new, this is a new project for us. So I used to play in my own project, and all of us have played in various projects, and coming together and doing something sort of different that we haven't done before is a big fear that we're trying to overcome and, you know, do it for real, you know?
And just to clue the listeners in, you know, again, I was reading about the band, and it's that thing that we would do when we were kids. Oh, don't go to the deep end. And anyone who grew up watching Jaws or heard about Jaws, it's like, oh my God, the shark's in the deep end. That is definitely a metaphor for things later on in life. It's like, do I want to leave the shallow end? I'm so comfortable and safe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Love I think it. It's important to put yourself out there.
Number one thing that a lot of us need to do. And now it just seems to be coming a little bit full circle, you know, because the name of the album is Killing Machine. You're like, I am the shark. Hi, how's it going? You could see it that way. I'm having my John Ailey moment. Forgive me. I'm geeking out on a great band. We have Sharks in the Deep End in Studio 1A. Why don't you give us another track?
Won't stop dancing with your demons till you feel on top, but you're not. The house is on fire and you're sound asleep. Flames are licking at your flesh, but you can't feel the heat. It's getting hot. Now you've been dreaming while you're cooking. If you don't stop and look, it's what you do. You can't see the bitter truth is I'm helplessly watching you make a mess hit the wall like a slow motion crash that's down. I think I've been there, back to save your neck. Nothing that I say is gonna stop this wreck. Nothing I say, all you've been thrown apart in pieces. If you don't feel the breaks, it's what you do that you can't see.
Sharks in the Deep End in Studio 1A, Crash Test Doll. You can find that on the new album, Killing Machine. Tucker, you are hitting the badass high notes.
Yeah, I worked on that falsetto for a long time.
I was telling some people, you know what? Those are not easy to hit. So you have my undying admiration right there.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm pretty stoked to hear about a video that I think might be released. Did you already release it for Shadows?
It's not released
yet.
But in the coming weeks, we will be releasing it.
Right.
But a guy named George Salisbury filmed it. And
yes.
He actually filmed all the videos for the Flaming Lips.
Flaming Lips.
And, you know, I like his video style. So we brought him on board to do our video.
That's exciting. And yeah, just thinking about, you know, what he's capable of doing with the Flaming Lips, which alone that band goes to insane heights and just likes to go over the top. What's your personal style? I mean, you don't have to reveal what's in the video, but what do you tend to lean toward?
Well, let's just say there's lots of green screen. We all stood in front of a green screen and did some cool effects and time warpy stuff.
Awesome. Looking forward to doing the time warp. Sign me up. Sharks in the Deep End in Studio 1A. I think we have time for one more track. Sharks in the Deep End. I love it. How Many Reasons. You can get that on the new album, Killing Machine. And don't forget, Sharks in the Deep End have their big album release show this Friday night at the Sidewinder. Doors open at 8. It's an all-ages show. Ruby Jane and the Reckless will be performing as well as Flavor Raid. Gentlemen, thank you again for playing in Studio 1A.
Thank you so much for having us.
Happy to have you, and I'm loving it. Don't forget, you can get the album on vinyl and digitally. What is your website?
Sharksinthedeepend.com.
Perfect.
And we're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all the socials.
All the socials, all the biggies. And again, this is sounding great and looking forward to hearing more. And yeah, let me know when the video comes out.
Great. Thank you.
Sweet. Sharks in the Deep End. Don't forget, you got to make plans to see them Friday night at the Sidewinder. Thanks to all the band for performing, sounding great. And I also wanted to say a big thank you to our engineer, Cliff Hargrove. It's because of Cliff, everything sounds fantastic in Studio 1A. I'm Lori Gallardo. This is KUTX 98.9.